Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Do you want to know the truth about what has the highest probability of happening when it comes to inflation? That is one of the most important questions, if not the most important question, to answer right now, and perhaps even the most important question at all times to have the correct answer to. Despite the recent euphoria surrounding the death of inflation that you might hear from the mainstream financial media and Wall Street, the January CPI posted an increase of 6.4% year over year. In the prior month, the year-over-year increase was 6.5%. However, the monthly rate rose 0.5% in January from December versus an increase of just 0.1% from November to December. The core rate of CPI was up 0.4% month over month, and that was the same increase as seen in December. And the year-over-year core rate, once again, we're talking about the core rate here, which is ex food and energy of CPI, was up 5.6% in January, which was 0.1% lower than in December. So not much of a big reduction in the rate of inflation here on the CPI headline. How about the producer price index? Well, that increased 6% year over year and 0.7% month over month in January. 6% year over year, 0.7% month over month. This compares to 6.5% year over year and minus 0.2% month over month in December. What all this means is you need an electron microscope to see the disinflation last month on the wholesale level for producers, and even when it comes to the consumer. Turning to the Fed's preferred metric of inflation, core PCE, core personal consumption expenditure price index, well, that increased by 0.6% month over month and 4.7% year over year in January. This is the latest inflation data that we have, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this compares to an increase of 0.2% month over month. That's less than 0.6%. And 4.6% year over year in December, which is less than 4.7% in January. So, looking at the Fed's favorite view of inflation, prices aren't disinflating at all right now. They are accelerating. The headline figure for PCE was up 5.4% year over year. This is the headline, including food and energy, which is higher than the 5.3% in the month prior. And since the Fed is made up of Phillips curve economists, jobs data is the most important factor in determining inflation for them. They need to see a lot of people unemployed for them to believe that inflation is going to come down, disinflation. Their view, by the way, is totally incorrect, because inflation comes from when the marketplace, consumers, lose confidence in a currency's purchasing power, which is usually always the result of printing too much of it on a regular or relentless basis. Inflation never comes from too many people becoming prosperous and gainfully employed. Never. Nevertheless, the 515,000 net new jobs that were supposedly created in January, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only adds to the inflation angst at the Fed. The two takeaways here are, number one, Powell, because of this data that I just read on PCE and CPI and non-farm payrolls, Powell will be raising the Fed funds rate to 5 to 5.25 by the end of the first half of this year, and given the recent strength in CPI, PPI, PCE, and NFP reports, Powell will be extremely reticent to reduce interest rates even after inflation and job growth drop rather sharply. Now, let me hasten to add, I did not say that Powell won't return to zero interest rate policies in QE. He surely will, just more slowly than he has done so in the past, and much more slowly than Wall Street shills are expecting. That's point number one. Point number two, as bad as those inflation figures are that I just went through, the worst is behind us for the next few months. Not forever, not for 2024, for the next few months. Softer inflation data will be the result of a much more friendly base effect series and a reduction in the owner's equivalent rent figures. By better data on inflation, I mean that it will fall from where it is now to around 4 to 5%, which is still two times over the Fed's target, at least. Alas, which means regrettably, the better inflation figures will only be temporary because the next fiscal and monetary easing cycle should bring intractable inflation skyrocketing to levels never before imagined in the United States. But I can't ignore this truncated deflation, depression, recession period that we're headed for. It's coming, and it has to be recognized. But it won't last forever. So how do I know inflation will fall in the immediate future, which we will trade on, and then skyrocket thereafter, which we will also react to? As mentioned, U.S. inflation is all about, in reality, the confidence in the purchasing power of the dollar, not against the euro, not against the pound or the yen, renminbi, but against goods and services. How do I know that the confidence of the US dollar vis-a-vis goods and services is going to be destroyed? The best way to destroy the confidence in the dollar is to create economic chaos by having the Fed create too much base money supply and have banks lend it out to consumers, and here's actually the best way to get inflation going, which the government either found out or knew about the whole time and lied that they didn't know about it. But the best way to get inflation to run crazy, amok, and intractable is to send out money directly to people using helicopter money. Checks to consumers from the Treasury, circumventing the banking system. This is exactly what occurred from 2020 through 2022. But that function has now gone in reverse. The Fed's balance sheet is shrinking rapidly. Money supply, as measured by M2, is contracting for the first time in history. There's a lot of stress in the banking system, which means that banks are less willing and able to make new loans, which in a debt-based system is how you expand the money supply. Then you have the consumer, government, and business debt that has surged to record levels and has rendered them debt disabled, so they can't take out a lot of new debt. And then when you add to that the disinflation-friendly year-over-year base effects coming in the next few months, and you will understand why the rate of change of prices has to be going down, not up, in Q2 and Q3 of this year. This is why I'm extremely confident that gold treasuries, and utilities will be the few places to hide in this disinflation and recession slash depression cycle, which we are on the doorstep of. And I want to emphasize the collapse of economic growth, which is going to come out of this cycle, will be the direct result of plunging money supply growth and asset prices, which should further boost the bond proxy trade, with particular benefits for the gold market. However, I believe that the steepness of this recession will eventually engender a Fed pivot. And that pivot will occur without inflation being fully vanquished, and with the memory and sting of record high inflation still fresh in the minds of consumers. Hence, the faith in the US dollar holding its purchasing power will get utterly destroyed. Powell and company at the Fed will not be able to fool anyone any longer after this cycle ends and when they retreat back to ZERP and QE, because everyone will then know, become cognizant of, and fully aware of the truth. Real interest rates will plunge because everyone will know for sure that the Fed can never effectively bring inflation under control without destroying our debt-disabled economy. That is the truth. The rise then in gold and miners should be one for the record books. And then you know what else investors will then become fully aware of? The absolute necessity to invest your money according to these boom bust and inflation deflation cycles. And in order to do that, you have to have a model that can accurately determine these cycles. And the IDEX strategy was invented for that purpose.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.